Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name is Dan Pacinillo, and welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. Today, our guest is Hoagland and Fuqua LLP. They're a bunch of attorneys. We're going to have a bunch of fun with them. Yes. Alex, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm awesome. We had a rad weekend.
We did.
Tell us about the weekend we had.
We went to the desert. We went to Pioneer Town.
Pioneer Town and Joshua Tree.
To Pappy's and Harriet's.
Pappy and Harriet's, yes. Barbecue. It's this restaurant barbecue place. It's been on Anthony Bourdain's with Josh Homme from Queens of Stone Age. It's an amazing place, but what's so cool about it is right up the street, there's Rancho de la Luna's, the studio, where that is from. And Dave Catching works there, and he's also this great musician and producer. And it was his birthday. There's all these bands playing. There's Eagles of Death Metal, Peaches played, Fatso Jetson. It was super cool, and we took it upon ourselves to make an excursion out there. And how did that go, Alex?
Yeah, we took a little road trip, and you know, I decided, you know, I'll drive you, Dan, Chuck, you know, the regulars that are here at
Joaquin, our photographer,
of course,
yes,
and you know, we took Louise. My car. Yeah, we took a good little trip up the 10 East.
It was awesome. We took the 10 East into the East,
into the desert,
where the windmills start turning.
Yeah, and about the wind.
Hold on,
I have a broken. Mirror, side mirror, and I had to hold it up the whole time while we were going up the hill, right? Up to Joshua Tree or Pioneer Town.
It was so awesome. It was almost like super rock and roll. He's flooring it like up this hill, and there's five dudes in the car, so we're like really weighed down, but at the same time, his mirror is just flopping in the wind, so he's badass, like with his bare teeth, like holding a cigarette in his mouth and the window open and his arm stretched out, holding that mirror in place.
Yeah, it was. I think my arm got more sunburned than I did that day.
Just because of that.
And then we got there, you know, we got to Pappy and Harriet's. We had some killer barbecue.
Oh, man. Pulled pork sandwiches at Pappy and Harriet's.
Some of the best barbecue
steak
I've ever had.
Steak sandwiches, so good.
I had the pulled pork.
The pulled pork. You did have the pulled pork.
The pulled pork was tender, so good. Oh, definitely a good drive. You know, go drive out there. Try their food at least.
Oh, the food is absolutely amazing.
The food itself is a reason to go.
We want to thank, first off, Mario Lawley from Fatso Jetson for inviting us in and having us be a part of that situation, even in the first place. And we recorded so much audio from Dave Hatching and everybody over there. It's been great.
Yeah, we also got some liners.
Yeah, what do you got?
Yeah, well,
this is crowd reactions.
While we were taking a jab at the ladies here that work here.
Jetson's about to take stage. You hear that beautiful harmonica? I'm so sorry, Cheyenne.
Oh,
I'm so sorry, Jess. But me and Alex are having so much fucking fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
You see everybody yelling, thank you, in the background. Really? Oh, but Jessica and Cheyenne couldn't be there for some reason.
Yeah, they were working.
They were working.
Both of them.
So were we.
I guess.
Out in the desert. With our summer breeze, tequila drinks, and
here comes Jessica. All the,
Jessica ran in. What's going on?
She's not liking it.
Anyways, Fatso Jetson played. Disastroid played. We're playing them too. They're from San Francisco. Dave Catching, it was his birthday. The whole crowd sang to him. It was the coolest thing. It really was. Everybody was so humble and welcoming.
Yeah, it was really nice. It was really different. I've never been to the desert before, and this was a.
Yeah, he'd never been to Pappy and Harriet's, and it was.
Never.
Beautiful situation
and
for Alex.
I'm going back to go see Sleep. So.
Oh, my God. And he's getting my ass some audio for this fucking show.
Fuck,
and
yeah.
It's going to be the coolest thing.
Fuck.
But first off, we met this girl.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. What? Eagles of Death Metal is rocking my tits off.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
And I got triple D's, bitch.
That was during Eagles of Death Metal. I turned around and talked to her.
Needless to say, the crowd was awesome and we danced our asses off.
We did. You did.
My calves are still sore. You should see my boots. They're still caked with dirt. But anyways, we just want to say thanks to Dave Catching and happy birthday, man. And we got you speaking on Riding in the Rock last night. And here you are here for us. And love you, brother. And your music's awesome. And here you come. And here's Pint of Coffee, Hoagland and Fuqua LLP. Those attorneys are going to be here in a second. We're going to get to know those guys. You're listening to A Pint of Coffee.
Planet Cacophony. This is David Catching from Eagles of Death Metal, Earthlings, Masters of Reality, Mojave Lords, Gnarl Tones, Denola, Rancho de la Lunatics. This list could go on for hours and you would never hear any music other than me just spouting names.
1, 2, 3, 4.
She's like a deathmatch.
Valenti.
This is Robin Davey.
And we are Well Hung Heart. And you're listening to A Pie to Cacophony.
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fouque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fouque at Fouque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuquay Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Pint of Coffee. My name is Dan Patronillo, and you're listening to Skid Row Studios. I'm sitting here with my co-host, Jessica. How are you doing? And Alex, my wonderful sexy little man board.
Hey.
Yeah, how you doing?
You guys disgust me. I hope you know this.
Well, we have the guys from Hoagland and Fuquay LLP here. Sebastian, how you doing?
Good, how's it going?
And we have Chris Hoagland.
How you doing, Dan?
The man himself. So we've had Alex and Sebastian on here before. How are you guys doing? I understand that you just merged.
We did. Effective May 1st, right?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I've been in business.
Hoagland and Fuquay LLP.
Yeah, who the fuck are you guys?
Wow.
Well, Alex and I have actually been doing criminal defense for mm-hmm. quite some time. I think Alex has been practicing for about 3 years. I've been practicing for 6. We brought in Sebastian because he got employment law experience, but my background was criminal defense. I got a job right out of law school working at the Cochran firm. Got to work under Johnny Cochran, which was amazing. And met Alex about a year and a half ago, and we said, look, we got common interests. Why don't we merge
what I do.
Exactly.
Why don't we do that together?
Exactly.
Right on. Yeah. I feel like we've had all these hot shots on our show lately. It's been insane.
I feel like a slacker with all the guests we've had.
I know. Like, this is what we do? Look at you guys sitting across from him.
They're lawyers.
I feel like shrinking. No, I'm just kidding. So your firm, though, let's hear where we find you guys and what you can do for us. Your website, how we contact you.
All right. Well, the website is hoaglandandfuquay.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually having that under construction right now. You can find a lot of information on both Alex and I. He still has his existing website, fuquaylawcenter.com.
Right.
And mine is hoaglandlaw.com. It's H-O-G-L-I-N. LAW.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a lot of information on both of us. But while the site's under construction, under the existing site, so there's information on Sebastian. Again, he does employment law. My primary area of law has been family law and criminal defense. Alex primarily does criminal defense as well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Hoagland and Fuquay, LLP.
I think that's why he might be our friends.
Probably.
Oh, I don't know. It's a little pirate radio station
though.
Here. Yeah, it is fitting. But we're going to go into a little game here, and we're going to shoot some scenarios at you and just see how you guys can help us. So it's basically, what would you guys do? Or can you fix it?
Hoagland the lawyer.
Can they fix it?
Fuquay, we can.
LLP.
I immediately
agree. That's pretty good. I was going
to say. I'm so sorry.
They look so bad. I'm just kidding.
I'm just wondering what Alex looks like at home right now.
I know, he's pulling his hair out like, oh my God.
What are they doing?
Hey, he could have been here.
He could have, yeah. But he's got to work. He's got a case in the morning.
You're
a working lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what you guys do. You're working lawyers.
All right. I think we established that.
Yes, we did.
Thanks, Dan. So we want to know, we're going to give you guys scenarios and see how you would fix it. Some of them are real. Some of them we just made up because that's what we do. But first, I want to ask you guys about Justin Bieber. If you were Justin Bieber's lawyer when he got pulled over for being a dick in Miami and got that DUI, resisting arrest, and then drag racing, how would you get him off?
Hoagland the lawyer.
Can they fix it?
Fuquay, we can.
LLP.
I just love that.
That's so good.
You don't have to lie.
No, I actually do.
Did you really like that?
I did.
They don't get much better from here.
They don't. You know, he's got an interesting situation. One, the fact that he's, you know, super famous.
Yes.
But, you know, with the clients that we've had where if they're going to get a lot of media attention up front,
mm-hmm.
you want to tend to drag that case out a little bit. Because, you know, I've had cases in the past where they get a lot of media attention in the beginning, but 3-4 months later,
they forget about
other
it.
Major events happen.
Yeah.
And people right. forget about it. And nobody's really paying attention.
It's like
to what's
flavor
going.
Of the week kind of. A
yeah,
deal.
Exactly.
Right.
So some other big story is going to come up. Nobody really cares about it. So who knows what's going to happen? If that case was here in California, he's going to get a slap on the wrist. You know, a lot of people. There's a lot of media criticism of, you know, these stars are getting cut down sentences. They're only doing 10% of their
special
time.
Treatment yeah. and all that sort of stuff.
And the reality is it's true for everybody. You know, I've had clients who have been sentenced to a year for trafficking drugs, and they do 4 to 5 weeks. I mean, that's
oh,
just,
wow.
and they're nobody famous. They're just somebody who lives in Los Angeles County. So if you drag that kind of case out, it's going to take the media attention away.
So does that mean that we're going to have to deal with Bieber in our country for a lot longer?
Well, they don't want him back in Canada,
to get
right?
Deported.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants him anymore. Deported.
I mean, maybe someday we'll all get lucky.
I hope so.
Yeah, Canada can have him back. They can take Bublé, too.
What about Rush? I kind of dig Rush bit. Did you say no, like, right off the
we'll
bat?
Keep
no.
Rush, yeah.
Oh, you like Rush, too?
Oh, I love Rush.
Oh, thank you, man.
We'll keep Rush. Man, we'll keep Alanis Morissette.
I'll take Alanis.
But
I'll take Alanis.
Back. They can have Justin Bieber back. Aww. And that's...
Bublé's got a pretty good Christmas special. I mean, come on.
Stop it.
Poor Bubble.
Oh, Michael Bubble.
Michael Bubble.
And Chris might be in trouble when he goes home tonight.
So what... what happens if someone in my car is driving with... Like, they have drugs on themselves, and they put it in my car, and I get pulled over?
Hoagland the lawyer.
Can they fix it?
Fuquay we can.
LLP!
So, do I understand the question right?
Yes.
So, somebody left drugs in your car.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So like a passenger in my car left drugs in my car.
The best advice I would give is, you know, if you're ever pulled over, mm-hmm. there's a couple of reasons that police can search your vehicle. One, if they actually see it. So, if you see somebody else with drugs in your car, make sure that it can't be seen from the outside. Because if a cop sees it by looking into the
window,
the car,
or the, yeah.
he immediately has the right to go in and grab that. The other thing is never give consent for a police officer to search your car. Because separate from that, he has to have a search warrant. And right. they're not going to really be able to get a search warrant in the middle of the night unless they find some other evidence to suggest that you're in the middle of committing a crime.
So it's not wrong to refuse.
No, it's the absolute right thing to do. Refuse it, because now you're going to put that officer on check thinking, okay, I've got to come up with an excuse to try to get into this car, because right. that's what they want to do. They don't want to just give you a traffic
ticket. I feel like everybody gets intimidated, you know, and intimidated. I think they get intimidated, and they have to answer the questions or get out of the car when they say so. But you are allowed to say no.
Absolutely, that's your right.
Why don't you walk us through how that works?
Well, if a cop, the one thing he wants to do, he doesn't want to cite you for speeding mm-hmm. because that's a traffic ticket. He doesn't want to have to show up 6 months later to traffic court where you're going to get hit with a $200 fine. His goal, especially if you're stopped in the night, is to try to find some type of drug, any type of contraband in your car.
Some negative behavior.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, I've had cops tell me that anywhere time between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., they're looking for either a DUI or somebody who's got drugs.
Oh, right. That's good to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way to deal with a situation like that, though, is try to remain calm, which is hard to do. I mean, I've been an attorney for 6 years, and, you know, I still get, you know, nervous if I see a cop coming behind me. But if you can just remember that you don't have to give them consent to search your car. He wants that consent, because as soon as you give him consent, he can search the entire vehicle. But without that, he's not going to take the time to go try to get a search warrant. And if he doesn't have any other evidence, a judge is not going to sign off on that search warrant. So you say no. He's got no right to search your vehicle. He can pull you out, but just because he pulls you out, he doesn't have a right to go into your vehicle. He can't pop your trunk. So if you know that you do have that right every day, just say no.
I think people fear that it's just going to get worse when you refuse. But, I mean, it's a good thing to know that you do have that option. And is it better that you do have a lawyer?
A lawyer when?
Like, at that moment, like, when you do refuse that, when you bring up the fact that I need to see a lawyer.
Yeah, if you start raising that and during that stop, let's say you jump on the phone.
Yes.
And if you've got a lawyer that you can call that's going to pick up their cell phone, or you've got a...
Like Hoagland and Fuquay.
Exactly. You know, we answer... we literally answer the phone 2, 3 a.m. in the morning.
Nice.
But if you call that and you tell the cop, look, I've got my lawyer on the phone, he wants to talk to you. The cops don't like talking to us because they know we know a hell of a lot more than them.
You actually know what you're talking yeah. about.
They're like, yeah. oh, crap, here we go.
And they're,
man, that, they're going to get you know, us the
but
book.
It's not... It's not always convenient to be able to do that, but as long as you know that you have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you can always say, my attorney has advised me of the right, and I do not have to submit to a search. It's all about consent, unless they have probable cause to search your car. So unless they have that, you know, they're basically just trying to get you to say something so that they can get it into your car.
So basically what we're going to do on a pint of coffee is print out your guys' business card on a photocopy machine 1,000 times over and just scatter it all over Los Angeles. Because I feel like everybody's going to need this.
Everyone needs to know this information. It's true.
No, it is true. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand those little steps that can save a terrible situation and make it just a little bit better for yourselves and in the long run and your record. And without knowing that, you know, At least we have you guys here, Hoagland and Fuque, Law Center, Sebastian and Chris. I appreciate you guys being here. This is A Pint of Coffee. We're going to go into some more music, and we're going to come back and we're playing a game. We get some lawyers in this room.
All right.
Hells yeah.
My standards are very high, just saying. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony.
Travis from Disasteroid, and you are listening to A Pint of Cacophony.
My name is Dino Lolly. I'm in Fatso Jetson and Big Big. And this is for Dan on A Pint of Cacophony.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and this is Skid Row Studios. That was Disasteroid, Fatso Jetson, and Desert Sessions with Alan Johannes playing. And those are all guys, a bunch of cats we just saw over at Pappy Harriet's in Pioneer Town, Joshua Tree, for Dave Catching's birthday.
Brings back so many memories.
I know. I mean, I got the dirt still caked on my boots. It's almost like that Crosby, Stills, and Nash footage after Woodstock.
I still got that snake bite.
That's the rattle snake bite, that sunburn.
No, I'm just kidding.
You don't know what our weekend was like.
You weren't there.
You weren't there.
Thanks for rubbing it in, by the way.
Yeah, because Jessica and Cheyenne weren't there.
I was
is
at
that
work.
What she said on the tape?
Yeah.
I was like, all I heard is us going, Cheyenne.
They were
like,
making fun of us for not being there because we have jobs, basically.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I got a job, too.
You just didn't have to work it that day.
My job's to talk about Hoagland and Fuquay LLP. Oh. Hey, check out that segue.
Look at that.
So I got Sebastian and Chris here. And we're going to play a game. And basically, this is a law movie game. Let's hit it.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. This is the story of the people versus Hoagland and Fuqua, LLP.
Are you guys ready?
I can't even deal.
So basically, we got a room full of people here. We got Matt, my buddy here. We got Jessica, co-host. Cheyenne, our production assistant. Sebastian and Chris from the legal firm. And Alex, we're playing. And our buzzers, we have code names. Jessica's going to run this. But you get, if you want to answer a question, you yell your code name. My name's Dan. My code name is Database.
Matt.
Yeah, Alex. It's
Manhattan
his.
Manhattan Project. Yeah, last time we played this game, he was yelling database. He might have a different name.
But whatever. I forgot.
Alex, what is your code name?
I am Ash Wednesday.
Thank you. Chris from Hoagland and Fuqua. You're Doogie. Sebastian.
I think I'm Steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
Yes. Great name.
Cheyenne.
Catwoman.
And Matt.
Manhattan Project.
Sorry. Jessica, take it away.
All right, guys. First question. I'm going to describe the movie, and you have to tell me what legal movie it is.
Let's do it.
All right. This John Grisham adaptation stars Matthew McConaughey.
The Litigators.
What?
No. The Litigators?
I was like, did you guess already?
You got to buzz your name in, man.
Before you say the answer, you have to buzz your name so I can call on you. All right, so Samuel L. Jackson is in it, too, and Matthew McConaughey plays a lawyer defending Samuel
L.
Jackson.
Damn it.
Database?
Damn. Lincoln Lawyer.
No.
Oh, that was my guess.
I'm Jack, Your Honor.
Does it have Ryan Phillippe in it?
Oh, I haven't actually seen the movie. Was that part of the reason
I
didn't watch
it?
So, well, basically, Matthew McConaughey is defending Samuel L. Jackson, who killed the bigots that raped his daughter.
Samuel L. Jackson.
He was the lawyer?
Doogie.
Oh, here we go.
What is it?
Is it A Time to Kill?
Yes!
Oh! He got it right. That's 1 point. Doogie.
Isn't that a James Bond movie?
Mr. Chris Hoagland.
A View to a Kill, that's
movie,
what that is.
This movie exists, Matt, I promise. All right.
All right,
number
what's
two,
next?
Okay. An altar boy is accused of murdering a priest, and the truth is buried several layers deep. It stars Richard Gere and Edward Norton.
Database.
Dan?
I don't know.
Primal Fear.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
I've seen way too many movies. It's not even funny.
Very nice.
Just so you guys know.
You have a lot of primal.
You get a shitstorm in your future.
I feel like everyone, I think, is going to get this one. This one's pretty easy.
All right.
When a man with AIDS is fired by his law
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday.
Philadelphia. No.
Yes. What?
I'm Jack, Your Honor.
Wait, you got it right?
But yeah. He did get it right, but I never actually called on UPS, so way to fuck up the game,
sorry.
Alex.
But I got it right.
Philadelphia.
You did, you got it right. It
Wait,
was.
What's the plot of Philadelphia?
It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Ah.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
All right, next one. It's based off of a play, and it's about a Salem woman who accuses her ex-lover.
Babies!
Dan.
Inherit the Wind.
No!
Damn it.
Crucible.
Yes. I'm Jack, Your Honor.
Catwoman Crucible.
Even though you, even though you're
the one. Yeah, I got one.
Shine got one. One.
Dang.
It's about time.
It's about time.
I mean, didn't we all have to read that play at least in high school?
Yeah, that's why the only reason why I know it.
Yeah.
The stupid book.
Stupid book. Hey, that's a good, that's a beautiful story.
It worked out.
Thank you.
I don't know.
That's the only
fuck
reason
if I know.
Right.
All right, this is another one based off of a book, so to speak.
Sure.
It's based off of a novel by Harper Lee.
Oh, Ash Wednesday.
What? Ash Wednesday.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the full question? I mean, that's not even fair.
I know.
It was Harper Lee.
The full thing was Atticus Finch, a lawyer in the Depression era South, defends a black man against an undeserved
Database.
Rape charge.
It's The Outsiders, right?
Yes.
The Outsiders?
Yes.
That
yes,
was
Johnny.
A crime
movie. Yes, Johnny.
Stay golden, Sunny Boy. Sunny Boy?
Pony Boy.
Stay golden, Sunny Boy.
No, not Sunny Boy.
That was his son.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
This I'm is counting same, on you same, for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
Shut up, Database.
I'm quiet.
All right. When a blonde sorority queen is dumped by her boyfriend.
Database! Database!
Does that count as a movie?
No, I don't think it's a movie.
It is a legal movie, Chris. It is a legal movie.
It's a collection of scenes.
Yeah. Go, then, go.
Do you know what movie it is, Chris?
Legally Blonde.
Wait, one or two?
If we want
one or two. Do you know the title of the sequel?
Legally Blonde 2?
There's got to be like a.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the title of the sequel.
It might be just too. Legally Blonde 2.
Legally Blonde.
No, I feel like there's.
It's probably like Legally
something, something, something.
Yeah, it's probably like Legally Blonde 2 Courtroom Chic.
Like Legally Blonde the extensions.
Yeah. Highlights.
Legally Blonde the carpet matches.
All right.
What else we got, Jess?
All right, two New Yorkers are accused of a murder in rural Alabama.
Manhattan Project.
On their way that was back me. To college.
That's Matt right there.
Manhattan Project. My cousin Vinny.
Yes.
Damn it. Marissa Tomei. Am I right, guys?
Oh yes. My God, Marissa Tomei. Do you have it?
There is a horrible impression coming up of Marissa
well,
Tomei.
Well, yeah, wait till you hear Jessica do Marissa
it's
Tomei.
It's awful. Awesome.
It's coming on.
No, I almost don't want you guys to play it. It's
I
so
can
terrible.
Hear it in my head already.
It's bad.
And Cheyenne's like, and I already fucking hate it.
And it pisses me off because Alex does a great Jack Nicholson, and I was trying to compete with that. It's terrible.
He does.
He did.
Does.
Wait till you hear it. It's
okay,
going to be amazing.
It's pretty epic. I gotta hear
this. Let's hit the next question.
Next one.
Jessica.
Who the fuck is? No. Ooh. All right, a fast-track lawyer can't lie for 24 hours.
David! Take out.
No. You said it louder, but you were first.
You were first.
Come on.
You were first, Sebastian.
Liar.
Yes. Liar.
Good job.
It's bad. It's the only one I know.
Well, it's not a bad thing. That's an Oscar-worthy movie.
There's still two more left. You still have a chance to catch up and to win this shit.
What else we got?
It's pretty scattered. All right. An unemployed single mother becomes a legal assistant and all.
Database!
God damn.
All right, database.
Pretty Woman.
No, what?
I got
Manhattan Project.
Steakhouse.
Is it Aaron Brockovich?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
He did that on purpose.
I know. He threw that one on purpose just to make me feel better.
I like to help my friends out.
How dare
the judge
you?
Would just do that every time.
I know, right? If only.
Would it be so easy?
If only it was me.
I come much more prepared for that than I can for this.
Wouldn't you just love it if every case you had, I was running the courtroom?
Every time.
Just yelling, database.
Database!
Technically, she is a pretty woman.
So. All right. Hey, you kind of remind me of Marissa Tomei.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph. All right. This is the last one.
Okay.
Based on a real-life case in 1925, two great lawyers argue the case for and against a science teacher accused of the crime of teaching evolution. I'm excluding you from this because we talked about it when I was putting this together.
I know the trial. Okay.
This
know the
is
name
T.S.,
of the movie.
My favorite play.
Oh, it's a play.
Ever. It's a playwright turned into several movies.
War Horse.
It's
been
War Horse.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm Jack, Your Honor.
Doogie. Is it 12 Angry Men?
No, but think of it's equal, it's just as old.
This is about evolution, right?
Yeah, it's about evolution. And
that's
what they were. No,
the last temptation of Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
No.
Manhattan Project.
Yes.
I don't know the title, but it involves scopes and a monkey, right? It's set in Louisiana, right?
No, so the trial was
the Scopes Monkey trial, right?
No, I'm gonna drop some knowledge. Knowledge on you right now. So the trial was a teacher was teaching evolution in a very religious town in the South, and he went to jail for it. So you have a lawyer defending him and then a lawyer saying that he should stay in jail because teaching evolution at that time was a crime.
You made that up. Is it 12 monkeys?
This is real. I'm going to... Wait, did I just hear my balls liner?
Dan's balls.
Is that the name of the movie?
Is that what the movie is?
Is that the trial?
Yes. No, it's we'll forfeit this one. It's Inherit the Wind.
Oh,
yeah,
that movie.
I was going to say that. You just wouldn't let me. I was screaming database at the top of my lungs.
We talked about it for like 10 minutes before we came here, so
slam
you were
on
excluded.
The table and everything.
I had to give Chris and Sebastian a shot. I had to.
I appreciate that.
That was it.
You were like, yeah.
Chris and Sebastian.
You guys are lawyers. You're
we came here to win,
this.
And we need nothing. So we're much better at our jobs
really
than we are at trivia.
We wanted to make it seem like we knew more. Yeah. We knew that you were lawyers coming in. You know everything about the law, but we know shitty movies.
Yeah, you guys know the books. You know the Constitution. But we have our movies,
we know
man.
Right?
We grew up on Blockbuster and Warehouse.
So who won the game?
Yeah, who won the game, Jessica?
We all won.
Actually, what's the tally look like?
American
Sebastian
won?
Is tied with Alex.
Oh.
Alex wins fucking everything. He's,
I know, what the hell?
Sebastian thought he was going to lose.
Just go hide under a rock for a while.
Speaking of Alex, Alex is like in a band and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, dude.
Screams.
If you're like in a band, You gotta have a band name.
You have to.
Alex, what's your band name?
Hoop Screams.
Hoop Screams. Why is it Hoop Screams?
Because of the Simpsons.
Oh, because of the Simpsons.
I remember it now.
This is a Pine and Cacophony. Let's play some Hoop Screams, some Criminal Hygiene, and some motherfucking American Sharks, and we'll get back with these lawyers. We can find out how to hook up with these guys. How are we gonna hook up with them?
You're acting like you're nervous or something.
Well, yeah, I am.
What are you nervous about? I'm the one under the gun here. Trial starts tomorrow.
You want to know what I'm nervous about? I'll tell you what I'm nervous about. I'm in the dark here with all this legal crap. I have no idea what's going on. All I know is you're screwing up and I can't help.
You left me a little camera, didn't you?
Oh, Danny, I'm watching you down in flames and you're bringing me with you and I can't do anything about it.
And?
Well, I hate to bring it up because I know you've got enough pressure on you already, but we agreed to get married as soon as you won your first case. Meanwhile, 10 years later, my niece, the daughter of my sister, is getting married. And my biological clock is ticking like this. And the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
I don't need this. I go up against Hoagland and Fuquay LLP tomorrow.
Impulsive, intellectually retarded, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
Yeah.
code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But Hoagland and Fuqua LLP can.
What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You need to get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuqua at Fuqua Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuqua Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Oh, welcome back to Pine and Cacophony. My name is Dan Pacinillo. That was American Sharks, and then Criminal Hygiene with one of their older ones, Ready to Get Angry. And Hoop Screams, that's Alex's band called Going Insane, because that's what he fucking makes me do.
Thank you.
I think out of all of us, that a compliment? Makes me go crazier than
is that
Dan,
a compliment?
Though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that bad to deal with.
Sometimes. Just kidding.
Well, we're sitting here with Hoagland and Fuqua LLP. We got Sebastian Davies here and Chris Hoagland. Just real quick, what's the craziest client you guys have had? Sebastian, let's go.
Well, you know, recently we've had a couple interesting ones, but one that springs to mind, basically the client was calling us explaining what the other attorney was going to be doing, and we didn't understand why or how. But it turns out that there may have been issues with bugging phones illegally and that kind of thing.
Oh, man.
So does it mean you have to sit there and listen to the tapes yourself?
Well, no. We didn't. Well, we haven't come into any contact with anything like that, and they haven't admitted anything at all. We had instantly said, you know, that's illegal. Of course you can't do that. We very quickly wanted to get all of our phone lines and internet cords checked.
that's crazy. What about you, Chris?
You may be bugging this show right now. Yeah.
Oh my
Watch
God.
Out, guys.
Good thing we're public. What about you, Chris?
Well, today I actually had a very interesting case. My client was completely sane, but her ex-boyfriend was insane. I'm crossing him on the witness stand, mm-hmm. and we're getting her a restraining order. And I'm going after him, kind of like you guys were talking about with that clip
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth. So yeah, I'm really trying to, you know, get this guy to.
I think I'm entitled to it.
Yeah. And so I accused him. I said, look, and at the time you said, you're going to kill her. And he said, no, I never said I was going to kill her. I said I was going to choke her out.
Oh,
as soon as the
God.
Judge heard that, he said a restraining order is being granted.
That's
oh, my
awesome.
God.
So where can we get, I know we talked about it earlier, but where can we get your contact info?
So our website is HF. As in Hoagland Fuqua, mm-hmm. SanMarinoLawyers.com. That's SanMarinoLawyers.com. And our phone number is 626-309-9977. You can call us at any time. and we will answer it, or we'll get back to you quickly.
For those of you who can't read good or spell well, we'll post it out on the Facebook.
Thank All right. you.
I don't know how that would help if they can't read. Good job.
You got to help everybody out in a little bit as much as you can. You got to find the shred of positivity in life.
I hate you.
Oh, but there'll be a link on the website. They can just
there
click.
Will, of course. There will be a link, and we'll also put the phone number up so everyone will have the info.
Yeah, thanks you guys for being here. Your commercials run all the time, and they will continue to, and they will continue to get better. This is A Pint of Coffee. We want to wish you guys good night, and we'll see you guys next Monday. Here comes Gogo Bordello. Good night, guys.
Hoagland Fuqua, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? LLP!
Drop the charges!
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die. You are listening.